sexual orientation. People who do not identify as heterosexual are subjected to stigmatization and ostracization. This is aggravated in many instances due to the presence of anti-sodomy laws. The number of countries within the region have inherited discriminatory anti-sodomy laws from their colonial past. The language of these laws, which are similar across many of the countries in the region, criminalize any carnal intercourse against the order of nature, thus effectively criminalizing people who do not adhere to the heteronormative framework. The law in essence puts a premium on procreative sex. Thus, if interpreted broadly, this could also criminalize oral sex and anal sex amongst heterosexual people, as these do not lead to procreation. Such laws have an adverse effect on how people of diverse sexual orientations and gender identities are treated in society. Even if the presence of such laws in many of the countries in the region have not necessarily led to arrests and sentencing, it still leads to ostracization and stigmatization people of diverse sexual orientations and gender identities. The presence of such laws makes it difficult for people who do not adhere to the heteronormative norm to access health and other services without feeling ostracized. Anti-sodomy laws consider penetration as sufficient to constitute the carnal intercourse necessary to the offense described in this section. It is therefore generally construed that the law is silent and therefore does not criminalize sex between lesbians. However, the exclusion of lesbians from the purview of the law is not so much because the society or the law is more accepting of sex between lesbians, but rather because lesbian sex is considered out of the public imaginary. The presence of anti-sodomy laws therefore have the repercussions on all people irrespective of gender identity and sexual orientation. 7 out of 15 countries in this report have anti-sodomy laws, thus criminalizing gay people: Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. Out of these, the laws in Maldives and in Sri Lanka do not explicitly mention lesbians. In Malaysia, the penal code criminalizes same-sex sexual behavior and the state Sharia laws criminalize same-sex consensual sexual relations between women. Note reference 122. In the Philippines, provisions of old laws on public disorder and offenses against decency and good customs are often used to arrest, detain, and extort LGBT people. Note reference 123. Efforts to pass an anti-discrimination bill have been underway since 2000. Note reference 124. But keep on failing due to the strong opposition led by Catholic Church officials. In India too, same-sex sexual behavior is criminalized under the anti-sodomy law. Although there have not been too many arrests or convictions under this law, it has been used to harass and discriminate against people who do not conform to standards of heteronormativity. In 2009, upon hearing a case filed by NAS Foundation, in a historic judgment, the Delhi High Court lifted the ban on same-sex activity amongst consenting adults, saying it violates basic human rights on the protection of life and liberty. In February 2014, however, the Supreme Court upheld the anti-sodomy law pronouncing same-sex sexual activity as a crime. This provided a major setback to the LGBTIQ community in India. Unlike many other countries, same-sex sexual behavior is legal in Cambodia, when it involves non-commercial acts between consenting adults in private. Although there is no anti-sodomy law in Cambodia, and the King of Cambodia in 2012 had also spoken in favor of same-sex marriages between men and women, studies mention the presence of discrimination on people of diverse sexual orientations and gender identities from their families, employers, and police. Note reference 125. In Lao PDR, there are no laws prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Additionally, the national constitution does not address sexual orientation or gender identity issues either. Meanwhile in China, although some advocates think that same-sex sexual activities were criminalized, page 29, under the law on hooliganism, other scholars claim that same-sex sexual behavior is neither criminalized nor decriminalized in China. Note reference 126. Same-sex sexual activities between consenting adults are legal for both gay and lesbian individuals in Mongolia. Due to recommendations at the United Nations, The government has issued Resolution 13 urging the Parliament to take urgent measures to amend the Criminal Code to include discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity SOGI within the definition of hate crime, legislate a broad-based anti-discrimination law to protect LGBT individuals, and amend the Constitution to specifically protect people based on their sexual orientation and/or gender identity and expression. Despite this, constitutional and legal or policy prohibition of discrimination based on sexual orientation is lacking, neither is there any legal provision for marriage of and joint adoption by same-sex couples. Even though there is a political will from the government to protect its LGBT individuals, general public attitude and perception still remains negative. In a context where anti-sodomy laws are used to discriminate against non-heterosexual people, same-sex marriages are also looked down upon and stigmatized. For example, even if same-sex relationships are not criminalized in China, the government does not accept the legality of same-sex marriages. In Cambodia, same-sex marriage is prohibited under Article 45 of the Constitution, which explicitly defines marriage as an agreement between a husband and wife. This is further reinforced by the Law on Marriage and Family, which states in Article 6 that a marriage shall be prohibited between two people of the same sex. Note reference 127. Thai law also does not recognize same-sex marriages, civil unions, or domestic partnerships. Lao PDR does not recognize same-sex marriages or any other form of same-sex union. However, Article 10 of Prohibition of Marriage of the Family Law mentions prohibition of marriage only between individuals of mental and physical health problems and individuals from the same blood. Note reference 128. At the progressive end of the spectrum is Nepal. In 2012, Nepal's Supreme Court recognized a live-in relationship between two lesbians despite the objection of one of the families to separate them. Note reference 129. In 2008, it also ruled in favor of laws to guarantee full rights to LGBTIQ, including the right to marry irrespective of sexual orientation. Most countries in this region are also silent on matters of anti-discrimination in labor and in employment. The labor law in Cambodia does not specifically mention discrimination based on sexual orientation. However, the number of LGBT individuals have noted that they frequently face discrimination in the workplace and from their employers. In China, the labor law and the law on promotion of employment are two laws that have specific provisions to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. But in both laws, sexual orientation is not included. In addition to laws, non-heterosexual people also face additional discrimination as homosexuality is considered by some as mental illness. Even though it was already removed from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Orders of the American Psychiatric Association, many countries in the region still subject homosexual people to medical tests and treatment to cure them of homosexuality. In 2001, the Chinese Psychosis Science Association issued the third edition of the report on the categories and diagnosis standards of mentally disturbed in China, in which same-sex sexual behavior was no longer considered a disease but related to one's feeling of well-being. Sidebar. Even though same-sex marriages are not allowed in Cambodia, in 1996 the Phnom Penh Post reported on a marriage the previous year between two women in Kandal province. Kath Soeka, who married her female partner, named Pomdath, told the newspaper, "The authorities thought it was strange, but they agreed to tolerate it because I have three children already from a previous marriage. They said that if we were both single and childless we would not be allowed to get married because we could not produce children." The marriage appeared to have official approval and was reportedly a popular event, with 250 attendees, including Buddhist monks and high officials from the province. Source: Cambodian Center for Human Rights. Coming out in the kingdom, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in Cambodia. Phnom Penh, CCHR, 2010. http://searcambodia.org/index_old.php?url=project_page/project_page.php np=report_detd.php and read equals 8 and ID equals 3. End of sidebar. Page 30. In 2002, under pressure from the gay community, The Thai Department of Mental Health removed homosexuality from its list of mental disorders.